Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Previously on A New Winter. Your mother, Jackie said. Your mother's been dead for years. This is episode 24 of A New Winter. What do you mean? I asked. What do you mean she's dead? Jackie took a deep breath. Look, you're not well. In the head, I mean. But I couldn't take it. She was wrong. I knew she was wrong. And I'd seen some strange things, but my mum, she'd been around the whole time. Her mug of tea was warm when I left. And it was her mug, wasn't it? Jackie could see that my mind was racing. Now, calm down, she said. I didn't mean to upset you. My mother's alive, I said. Okay, okay, she agreed. Your mother's alive, that's great. I don't have time for this, I have to... Oh, shit, and she looked behind me. I turned around to see Inspector Dewbridge, paused in the doorway, just staring at Jackie. There was a moment of silence and then Dewbridge started running. But as soon as he moved, Jackie was up and running through the back of the cafe. Dewbridge pushed past me and chased Jackie. I followed both of them, just trying to keep up as they ran through the street behind. Jackie had gained quite a lead and took a sharp right. Dewbridge followed, and then shortly after myself. And I saw Jackie climb over to the other side of a brick wall. Where the hell is she going, anyway? Wait, I said to both of them, but neither of them were listening. I tried to cut her off at the library, but once I went into the car park, all I could see was Dewbridge just panting for breath, standing by the entrance. Fuck! I heard him shout. So I ran over. What's going on? I asked. Why are you chasing her? You don't understand. Just leave me alone, okay? Look, I have every right to... But then he cut me off. Every right? Listen to me, you little fuck. You've been nothing but a nuisance this whole time. Actually, you've been nothing but a nuisance since the day you were born. Why don't you stop moaning and crying all the time and grow up? At your age. And with that, he walked off and I was shocked. Why had Jackie run? And did I even want to go home right now? My head started hurting again, just thumping. I headed home anyway, I was terrified of what I may find, but as I opened the door, I could smell toast. Oh, she's fine, I thought. Jackie doesn't know what she's talking about. But as I stepped in, I saw that it wasn't my mum. It was Nicola just sitting there at the table and eating toast. I helped myself, she said. Yeah, I can see. So, she said, you stood me up. eating away, but not even looking at me. No, it's not that, I said. I found someone. Oh, she said. A new whore, I suppose. Wow. What do you mean? No, I found Jackie, my friend I was looking for. Huh. Okay, so where is she then? Well, I don't know now. I just went to meet her. She ran away. Oh, she ran away. Convenient, she said, rolling her eyes. Well, no, it's not really convenient, is it? I don't understand. Like, what do you want? Why are you here? Well, we agreed to meet, didn't we? And I want you to help me find my sister. Ugh, I said, why can't people just leave me alone? I'm not doing anything, I said. Look, you want to be a hero, don't you? She said. The knight in shining armour. Save the damsel in distress. Well, did I? Is this really what I wanted, actually? I mean, what was happening right here, right now? Well, come with me, she said. This is my last chance to find her. Well, you're my last chance to find her, I should say. Why me? You're going to take me to your friend, Mr. Tooley, she said. I don't want to hear any excuses. You're his friend, aren't you? No, I'm not his friend. Are you mad? I hardly even know him, I said. Yeah, well, what about this? She said. And there, in her hand, was the security footage tape. The one I'd left in my pocket that she had clearly taken. The one that shows me killing Nikolai. You lied to me, she said. You fucking stood there and lied to my face. No, look, You what? You didn't mean to? You saw me fucking kill someone over that very tape. That's why she wasn't talking, wasn't it? Because you were there. She was trying to save your skin, and you just let her die. What kind of man does that? I don't know, look, I don't want to hear it, she said. Looking at this, you and Mr. Tooley have some kind of connection, and you're going to get me the answers that I need. I can't, I said. Nope, not so fast, she said, as I started to walk forward, and in her hand I saw a small pistol. I got this originally to kill Nikolai's boyfriend, she said, and these other rapists. But I think I'll wait for a bit first. You obviously might be more useful than I first thought. So now, we're going to see Mr. Tooley. I don't know where he is, I said. Oh, I know where he is, she said. In fact, we've been there before.
If you enjoy the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Please leave a review on your podcast platform of choice. For more info, including how you can support the show, please visit anewwinter.com. Thank you for listening to A New Winter.